Hi, this is Kara from the Pure Rock Shop, and you're listening to 91.7 FM WNJR Washington, Pittsburgh, and online at WNJR.org. Today we have Billy Morris on the line from Billy Morris and the Sunset Strip. Hey, Billy, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure, no problem. Thanks for joining us. So, we recently caught up with you guys at your CD release party for Holding All the Aces. What's the response to the album been like so far?
You know, we've been playing the first single, Party Like the Weekend Never Ends, for about a year. So that song is pretty established from where we play. But now that the whole CD's come out, I'm getting some really good reviews, and I'm doing interviews, and I'm hearing different people saying different favorite songs. So there's a kind of a wide variety of songs on there, and I think a little bit for everybody, but it's been all positive. There's been, there's nothing they can say bad about it, because I think it's great.
There you go. So it seems like you have been talking about the album for a while now. Did it take a long time to, make the album happen, or just get it released, get it out there?
No, it took a long time for me to finish it. I'm very busy at home. I've got two food trucks and three little boys, and so when I decided to do this record, I mean, what do we call it now? We call it record, we call it CD, we call it file. Let's call it a record. But when I decided to do this record, I had a whole collection of songs already written, but I didn't want to just release stuff that I've already had. I wanted to write some newer stuff. So,
okay.
Like the title, the first opening track, Lose Control, Part of Like the Weekend Never Ends, the title track, Holding All the Aces, I wrote those specifically for this album. And then the other stuff was kind of already recorded, but a little incomplete. So by the time I wrote the new songs, recorded the new songs, touched up the old songs, mixed the whole thing, mastered the whole thing, and then waited for the right time. I think it was done it was definitely done in the spring, but we had to wait for the end of the summer to release it. So
okay. That's
why it took kind of a long time. And but it's well worth it. It's 14 songs, and I'm happy with it. I think it sounds great. And even to this day, for me, being so involved with it, I'm not sick of it. You listen to certain songs so many times, you kind of get sick of it. I'm still happy with everything, so it's worked out.
That's good. That's good. So you haven't already moved on to the next album when this one's just coming out. So, yes, some people do that.
That's about to happen. Like I said, I have those food trucks. So
yeah.
The food truck season is slowing down. The summertime slows down. Mm-hmm. And I'm gearing up to start the next album because,
okay. Like,
this one took me 3 years. This next one won't take me 3 years, but I'm gonna start right away. So keep the flow of new music coming.
Okay. Well, I saw with the label, High Volume Music had a note on their website about you having, a multi-record deal and also a book deal. So I wanted to ask you, what are you writing a book about?
Well, the book has always been talked about, and the way it's going to happen is this. I'm no writer, I can't sit down and type out a book. So we have a mutual friend in Chris Aiken.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Chris Aiken's from the Classic Metal Show. He's got a handful of books out on his own about his life, and he's gone through some pretty rough times that he wrote about. So what's going to happen is I'm going to go to his studio, and he's going to put up a microphone. It's going to be one like a three-hour like BS session where we can talk, and then he's going to edit that down and turn it into a book. And I've had a few ideas of different ways to do it, but I always wanted to just talk about my life. And I wanted to call the book My Life as a Hired Gun.
Okay.
I've always played guitar for other bigger bands as a hired musician, like Warrant and Quiet Riot and Paul Gilbert and Black and Blue and all my stories. I've got all these stories of traveling with these big bands. So I think it would be a pretty interesting book. And I'll put it out there and see what happens.
Very cool. Well, I think most people do remember you from Warrant. So I wanted to ask you if you could tell us about the rest of your band. Who they might not be as familiar with.
Well, I have it's five-piece on the album, but we kind of play five-piece when we play original, four-piece when we kind of do some cover things here and there. But my longtime lead guitar player, Aaron Atkins, we call him the Shred Boy. He plays killer guitar solos, and he's like one of my best friends. So he's been my right-hand man for a long time. And then in my cover band, I call this guy my Richie Sambora, Rob Samé. He's got, he's got the high vocals and the solid rhythm, and he looks like a rock star, and he's a gentleman. And then I have my drummer, Ray Brown, who is, uh, he's a killer drummer, even better singer, and on top of that, an even better person. So, you know, and then Paul Lewis, the bass player, he's from Ohio, but he spent a lot of time in Nashville. He's very accomplished. And this band I put together is just people that I want to be with. I've been in other bands locally in Cleveland where time wore out. I don't want to be in those bands anymore. And I look forward to being with these guys and playing with them. So I call these guys my band of sweethearts because they're real nice guys. And on top of killer musicians and just the best of the best.
So how do you find the balance between, you know, doing the longer extended cover sets for a local crowd and then, you know, opening up for national acts and doing your own material? You know, how do you go back and forth between that? Because I've seen you guys do both.
Yeah, you know, we make our living, the guys in my band make their living playing the cover songs on the weekends. And I, you know, maybe some people may frown upon that, but, you know, you practice your craft. We're on stage three, four. We did six shows this Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just get so good at, you know, identifying the crowd, looking out at the crowd. Like, we don't use a set list. I look at the crowd and I see the people out there, and then I call the songs off.
Okay.
And that just makes us a real tight band, tight endings, tight harmonies, you know, tight transitions from one song to another. You know, kind of like that band Steel Panther, where if something's going or identify somebody in the crowd where I can stop the song, but the drummer will keep the beat going kind of quiet, and we'll have a little fun with that person.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll go right back into the song seamless. So that's the kind of band that we are. So that translates to when we get asked for opening, you know, opening at like House of Blues or something, you know, an original thing where we can go out and showcase our original songs and then share the stage with like Tesla or Rat or Tom Kiefer from Cinderella. I made a call to the House of Blues today, inquiry about a show that I got my eye on. I just saw that Butch Walker's playing in Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
I called my friend there to inquire about that. And he didn't pick up. He was in a meeting. But if Butch Walker, if they were able to put an opening band on there, I think we have a pretty good chance to get that show. That would be,
yeah,
that would be really good for my band to be able to play my songs and have CDs there to,
right,
sell CDs.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, Walmart is about the only place you can buy CDs anywhere. Where can you buy a CD? When's the last time you bought a CD?
I don't, because the radio station, we ask for them and then we get MP3s. So I rarely actually touch a CD. So
yeah,
my phone is, you know, I'm usually downloading stuff from publicists, and I don't own them anymore.
I think it's cool because you could search the internet and scour the internet and find, I wouldn't say obscure bands, but big bands from like Sweden or Europe or something.
Yeah.
To where you can find that stuff nowadays, and I think it's a good thing. And, you know, for record sales, it's not quite a good thing, but I'll take that trade-off to be able to promote my music worldwide.
Right, and you can definitely do that. I mean, like you said, we love bands from Sweden, and, you know, we've traveled to see bands because we've found out about them online, so it's definitely
a different
animal these days, for sure.
So many great bands, you know, just scouring YouTube. Well, these guys look pretty good. Wow, they're really good. They're not my favorite band.
Yeah, very cool. Well, you know, I did want to bring up that you're also in another band, Tough, who, you know, we saw you with a couple weeks ago, and we'll be catching you guys at Grand Rock Timber on Saturday. So wanted to see if there's any other Tough shows in the works.
Well, you know, that's what this weekend coming up is all about. We, Todd and I will be leaving Thursday. We drive straight through to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and we play
okay.
a show there. And then we have a night off Friday. So we'll be at that show on Friday, you know, hanging out, watching the bands. Then we play Saturday. And then we got to get right after our show. We're going to sign some autographs and get right back in the car and drive 12 hours to take the food trucks downtown.
Oh, wow.
On the day of the NFL season, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, that'll be a big game.
I got to feed everybody.
Very cool.
That's the only Tough shows the rest of the year, but then, of course, we're on the Monsters of Rock cruise
yes.
in 2019, which is always a great thing to look forward to.
Absolutely. Well, we will definitely catch up with you this weekend in Hinckley, Minnesota, where I've never been before, so looking forward to catching a lot of bands up there.
It's going to be a great time. Now, is that indoor, right?
I think it's outdoor. As far as I know, it's outdoor.
Outdoors.
Yeah. So let's hope it doesn't rain.
Looks like we're going to have good weather. I mean, I'm in 90-degree weather right now. Miserable, but we should have good weather one more week. Minnesota's not known for their warm weather, but we'll right. see what they give us.
Yeah, hopefully some sunshine. Yeah. Well, Billy, thanks so much for joining us today on 91.7 FM, WNJR, Washington, Pittsburgh. We look forward to catching you with Tuff this weekend and hopefully some more Billy Morris shows in Ohio in the coming months as well.
Yeah, and I so appreciate it. And now that I'm getting a little radio airplay in the Pittsburgh area, yeah, let's find a club that I can travel the band up to Pittsburgh because it's regional for me. I'd love to come back out there. I've played Pittsburgh many times in my life. I'd love to come back out.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to see you open for some of the national bands that are coming in our area as well.
There's opening for Van Halen.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for talking.
Sure. Goodbye.